wiped out, and the Raptors took advantage. Jack Mathey, first pitch, misses up and away. Mathey tonight, 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first, most recently ended the first inning by going down swinging against the right-hander Southwick. It went Derrimer to Southwick for Madison in terms of pitching. The Raptors just Noel Rodriguez, but that'll change shortly. The 1-0 coming here from the right-hander with two down. This one hit on the ground, left side, sprawling out as Moreno gets up, throw to first in time. It's an ending 5-3. Put out the Raptors, add another here in the third on a solo home run for Trotter Boston. His third of the season makes it 7-5, Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back in a couple minutes for the top of the fourth inning. 9-1-2, due up for Madison. You are listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top four here at Witter Field, 7-5 the score. Your Rafters leading the Madison Mallards on this Saturday night. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rafter Baseball. As always, you know where to find us every single day, pretty much. We'll be back here on these airwaves tomorrow, but we won't be back here in Wisconsin Rapids. Heck, we won't even be here in Wisconsin. We'll be in Iowa, Waterloo, Riverfront Stadium for the first of two with the Waterloo Bucks. But let's get through this game here first. 5 runs on 7 hits and an error for the visiting Mallards. 7 runs on 10 hits and no errors for your Rafters. A solo moonshot to right field off the bat of Trotter Boston in the home half of the third inning. Put the Rafters up by two. It'll be the Illinois State Redbird, Shai Robinson. Righty, lefty, lefty in this inning for the Rafters. Mario set the first pitch to Robinson. Hits this one on a line into left field. It's down for a base hit. Wasting no time is Robinson. He's 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of base knocks. Barrios, the left-hander from Alabama State University, is working in his fifth ball game of the season. Noel Rodriguez's line is done after 3 innings of work. His first start of the summer for the Rafters. Rodriguez, 3 innings pitched. 7 hits allowed, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, did not walk a Mallard hitter and struck out 2 on 71 pitches. Barrios worked an inning against Battle Creek in the Tuesday night 8-6 victory, allowed 1 hit, no runs, walked 1, struck out 1, facing 5 Battle Jack hitters in that ballgame. Left down lefty battle here with Frankie Carney. Carney 1-for-2, an infield single back in the second inning. Pitch to Carney, a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Carney ducking out of the way of that one. Some nasty stuff there from Juan. He's ahead here, the Puerto Rico native. Second time working against the Mallards this season. Worked in the June 13th ball game at Warner Park, a 5-4 win for Madison. 3 on the pitch clock, the 0-1. Missing high, count evens a ball and a strike. In that game in the state capital, Barrios an inning in a third. He allowed 1 hit, no runs, walked 1, and did not strike out a Mallard hitter facing 5. Collected his first save of the season in his second appearance with the club at Copeland Park on Monday, June 10th against the La Crosse Loggers. 5-3 win, he faced 4 Logger hitters that night in 1 inning of work, walked 1, and struck out 1. The 1-1 to Carney will have to wait. It's a pickoff move, nearly thrown over the head of Schaefer at first. Some good bunnies there on Grayson to snatch that one back. Count remains 1-1. We'll await the next delivery here to Carney. Carney's first at bat of the ballgame was a ground out to the shortstop, Tracer Lopez. Search of his second hit of the contest here. The 1-1 runner takes off. This one misses high. Matthews throw down to second. Not in time. Good jump here. No slide step from Berrios, allowing Robinson to get an early start, and it pays off. An ERA of 2.08 entering today for Juan, a whip of a 1.85. It's a good ERA out of the pen, but the whip being high shows the command issues for the southpaw. He's walked six and has only struck out two through four outings this season. 2-1 the count. The next delivery coming here to Carney with 9 on the pitch clock. High leg kick, he fires. It misses high. Hamilton on deck, then it's Jake Monroe. Drew Derrimer got the start, as mentioned, for the Mallards. Two-thirds innings pitched. 7 hits allowed, 6 runs, 4 earned, walk 2, did not strike out a rafter in the 39 pitches he's thrown since then. It's been 2 1/3 of one-run ball for the right-hander from Augustana College, Addison Southwick. The 3-1, a back pick to second, an inside move. Not what Berrios going with there, a quicker transaction off the mound. The count remains 3-1. Lefty-on-lefty battle, another lefty with Hamilton in the on-deck circle. .16 on the pitch clock, a long peer in from Berrios to Matthew comes set. The 3-1. Fastball ripped in the air, deep left field. That sends Buchanan back out in front of the wall on the warning track to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Carney hit that one a long way, but it's just a loud first out in this top of the fourth. 6 runs in the bottom of the first for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 in the top of the second for Madison, 2 in the top of the third as well for the Mallards, but the Rafters getting one back on the aforementioned solo home run from Trotter Boston. You look at some of the key stats as well for Madison and their splits in the last 10, last 5. Always stats I love to look at. You know who's coming into the game, seeing pitching well, whether in the early future or later on. Davis Hamilton's a 320 hitter in his last 10, a 333 hitter in his last 5. It's not shocking considering how well Hamilton has seen the ball this season, especially against Rafter pitching. Berrios, one out and a runner on second. Long pause, the first pitch to Hamilton. This is down in the dirt. Davis 1-for-2 tonight. Flew out to left field and Walker Buchanan to begin his evening at the dish in the first inning. Had an RBI single back in the second. Leading off second, Robinson, the shortstop, Lopez working in behind him. Berrios set, the 1-0. This one fouled straight back by Hamilton. Count evens, a ball and a strike. But the Rafters get to the home half of the fourth inning. For a second time tonight, it's the 3-4-5 spots. Degatti, McGuire, and Schaefer. One won the count on the Mallard's second baseman. The next delivery, breaking ball, missing high. Hamilton, 25 at-bats in his last 10 games. 8 hits, 5 runs scored, has driven in 6 runs. Hitting out of the 2 spot here tonight, just like he did an evening ago for Madison. Looking to start a new winning streak after they have their 9-game 1 snapped by the Rafters. 2-1 pitch, hit in the air, center field. Mason Onati in his first start of the season out in center. Camps underneath for the second out of the inning, tagging from second to third on the flyout is Robinson. Talk about versatility throughout Onati as well. He's played second most of the season, was the opening day second baseman for the Rafters. Played a lot at the hot corner as well. Has worked once or twice into short, whether as a starter or as a defensive substitution, but seeing the ball well at the dish lately after a slow start to the season offensively, and it's one of those things, if you're hitting the ball well, there's going to be a spot for you in the order no matter what. Jake Monroe, first pitch from Berrios, a breaking ball missing up and away. The 1-0 count coming here from Berrios. Left-hander looking to work a scoreless fourth inning. Five on the pitch clock, here it comes. This one missing low. Madison looking to make it just a one-run ball game here in the top of the fourth. Two-o pitch driven in the air center field. That sends Onati back out in front of the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Tie ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids. A two-run homer to center field from Jake Monroe. Berrios unable to work out of the trouble. Each team's got a touchdown with the extra point just in the top of the fourth. We had the conversation up here in the Winterfield press box in between innings based on how well these two teams are swinging it tonight. How many combined runs we would have? Griffin Furkus, our director of marketing, said 14. Well, Griff, I hate to break it to you. We are at 14 right now, so it is not possible to have 14 combined runs in this ballgame. Eric Harrell, the right-handed hitting DH, steps in, takes the first pitch high from Berrios for ball one. Harrell, 1-for-2 tonight. A strikeout swinging in the first, singled and scored to lead off the third. Raptors led it 6-0 after the first. We are now all knotted up. 1-0. Breaking ball hit on the ground. Third base glove by McIntosh gathers and throws to first in time to retire the side. The Mallards have tied this ball game off the left-hander Juan Berrios. A two-run blast with two outs from Jake Monroe has us knotted up at 7 apiece. We head to the home half. Jorge Degatti, Max McGuire, and Grayson Schaefer do up for the Raptors. It is Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top five from Winterfield. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, returning to you as always on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials tonight at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, it's more Rafters baseball at home. 7-7 the score, 7 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Mallards. 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Rafters. Juan Berrios, the southpaw from Alabama State, is back on the mound, getting the 5-6-7 spots in this inning for the Mallards. Moreno, Best, and Capisi. Moreno hitting from the right side. First pitch, breaking ball from Berrios, misses low. Rafters a two-out double from Grayson Schaefer in the fourth, but Buchanan on a 2-2 count, Walker, that is, struck out on a hit clock violation. 1-0 count here from Berrios. Fastball hit in the air. Shallow right field, just foul. That'll fall in front of Degatti. Count evens 1-1. Moreno reached on a fielder's choice back in the third and later scored. Began his ball game with a pop out to Schaefer in foul territory in the second. Moreno, a 310 hitter in his last 10, but is really struggling in his last five, hitting 133. Coming into today was 2 for his last 15. The 1-1 swung on and missed on a breaking ball. It's now 1-2 on the third baseman of the Mallards. The eighth of 12 games between the two teams here this season. Still get four more Mallard versus Rafter matchups in the month of July. The 1-2. This one bounced in from Berrios. Count evens, 2-2. The next matchup being a 5:05 first pitch Wednesday, July 3rd at the Duck Pond. And then the very next day, it'll be a home-and-home 1:05 on the 4th of July in Wisconsin Rapids at Winterfield. Where else would you rather be on the 4th? And here, the 2-2, breaking ball, again looking on the inside corner. Moreno down on strikes, first punch out for Berrios in his second inning of work. And the final time these two teams will meet, Saturday, July 27th in Madison, a night game, and then the Sunday matinee to follow, 1:05 first pitch on the 28th here at Witter Field. That's the new day where we'll have Hornswoggle at the yard. Unfortunately, with the weather in the area, not only yesterday but today, just made for a rough couple of days at Winterfield in terms of getting the field ready and just having the crowd that paid for all those VIP tickets. And Hornswoggle will be making his way here on the 28th. The reschedule, a game also against the Mallards. He'll be here for that Sunday matinee. It is happening this season, fans. Don't worry. Still have the chance to meet him and come out to the yard to catch a wonderful Rafter game as the 1-0 pitch to Justin Best is bounced in for ball two. On deck is Capisi. Charlie Marion will follow. Bases empty in this top of the fifth inning. The right-hander Brandon Cahill working a scoreless frame in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 breaking ball from Berrios is in there for a called strike. The 2-1 coming here from the left-hander. This is outside. 3-1. Berrios just threw his 24th pitch of the ball game. 71 tosses for Noah Rodriguez. Talk about some of the finals already in the Northwoods League. We have another final at Mayo Field in Minnesota. 10-3 Bismarck over Rochester. The 3-1 misses inside for ball four. A 5-pitch walk drawn by Best. He's aboard for the first time tonight. Connor Capisi is 1-for-2 today, the right-handed hitting catcher. Singled and scored in the second, an RBI ground out to the shortstop Tracer Lopez back in the third inning. Holding the runner on first, that being Best, is Grayson Schaefer. Pitch to Capisi, hit in the air, left center field. Coasting over is Onati, the center fielder of your Rafters, to make the grab for the second out of the frame. Charlie Marion is 1-for-2 in this ballgame out of the eighth spot. Did not play last night against the Rafters. Is in the lineup here this evening. RBI single and scored in the second. Grounded out 5-3 to Kyler McIntosh to retire the side in the third frame. Top nine at Copeland Park, 11-1. Still the score. Lacrosse leading Waterloo. First pitch, lefty on lefty battle. Marion takes a breaking ball low and away. Dickinson Baseball Field, it's the Badlands Big 6-9, the Eau Claire Express. I should say Badlands 11, Eau Claire 9. Couple of teams right hovering around the 500 mark. 1-0 pitch, high leg kick. That was in there for a called strike. Throw down to second from Matthew. Is not in time. Best in there easily, and it's a good throw by Matthew on a tough pitch that missed upstairs, but with Berrios going to the leg kick, not having a slide step worked into his moves, he's giving Matthew no chance, really, to make that throw down to second. Putting a runner out in scoring position for Charlie Marion. The 1-1. That one misses low and away. Two balls and a strike the count now. The nine-hitter, Shai Robinson, and shortstop of the Mallards is on deck. Frankie Carney will follow. Shortstop Lopez working in and out. Hiding the runner at second, the 2-1. One fouled back by Marion, count evens 2-2. The suspended game in Kenosha has been rescheduled for the 1st of July. Kokomo and the Kingfish were knotted at 6 when that game was suspended. So not being able to finish that one tonight, left off in the 6th inning. Had a reschedule as well in the state capitol at Warner Park. Madison Nightmares playing the Minot Honeybees this evening. The 2-2. Breaking ball missing away. Blocked by Matthew now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madison leading Minot 4-2. In that ball game, they were in the 4th inning. 2 runs on 4 hits and an error for Minot. 4 runs on 4 hits and an error for Madison. That was on ESPN Plus July 4th. The rescheduled date there. A couple more games rescheduled on the baseball side as well for the 12th of July. The 3-2. This one popped up in the air behind home plate. It'll stay in the field of play. Jack Matthew losing it in the lights. Battling right down the first base side. That one will drop. It'll be 3-2 yet again. St. Cloud at Wilmer. That game never got underway at Bill Taunton Stadium. That one rescheduled for the 12th of July. We have a rescheduling as well. We got into the top of the first inning at Air Baker Field. Wausau and the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, though, nothing. That one will be picked up as well on July 12th. Still 3-2, still 2 outs. Still a runner on second for the left-handed hitting right fielder Charlie Marion. Berrios set, looks back at second, 12 on the pitch clock, the payoff. That one misses low and away for ball four. Marion on first. Via a 7-pitch walk. Shai Robinson from the right side gets a look at the Left-hander Berrios for the second time this evening was the first batter Berrios faced in the fourth, singled and later scored. He's got a pair of base hits tonight, does Robinson, and he scored two of the seven Mallard runs. Berrios with some traffic on the bases. The left-hander looks back at second twice with 10 on the pitch clock, rocks and fires. That one misses away, bounces over the glove of Jack Matthew to second, Marion to third, Best on the wild pitch. Copeland Park as well, the lacrosse team and the Mankato Habaneros. That game was supposed to happen prior to the Logger versus Buck game today. That one rescheduled 2 days from now, June 24th. 1-0 the count, two runners on scoring position. Madison looking for their first lead in the ballgame. 1-0 pitch, cracked in the air, right field. That sends Degatti out near the foul line. And he makes the grab. That retires the side. A couple left in scoring position, but none come across for Madison. We remain tied at 7 apiece. Heading to the home half of the fifth inning, 7-8-9 up for the Rafters. Trotter Boston, Kyler McIntosh, and Tracer Lopez for Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Seven, eight, nine for the Rafters in this bottom of the fifth inning. Trotter Boston, Kyler McIntosh, and Tracer Lopez. 7-7 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice. The Rafters back here with you on WFHR. Another inning coming here for the right-hander, Brandon Cahill. Trotter Boston left the yard in his last at-bat in the third inning. A solo jack made it 7-5 at the time in favor of the Rafters. Righty on lefty battle. The first pitch to Boston is on the outside corner for a called strike. For the right-hander, Cahill in relief of Addison Southwick, 15 pitches in his first inning. Coming set, the 0-1. On the outside corner, it's another called strike. Well, with McIntosh in the on-deck circle, an extra base hit for Kyler in the third. 0-2, tapped on the ground, left side. Robinson, the shortstop, in the hole. Reyna unable to glove it. The throw to first takes Jake Monroe off the bag. Go down as an infield single for Trotter Boston. McIntosh is 2-for-2 tonight, an RBI single, and later scored in the first. Doubled after that home run from Boston in the third inning. A chance to give the Rafters the lead here again with a runner on and nobody down. That infield knock for Boston, not only his second of the game, but it's the 12th hit for the Rafters. First pitch to McIntosh. No batting gloves tonight for Kyler. It's a fastball called a strike. normally repping his school colors, the Alabama State Hornets, but going batting gloveless here tonight. The 0-1 coming here to McIntosh. This one fouled away. Entering tonight in his last 10. For McIntosh, a 321 hitter, 286 in his last five. So once again, he was another guy, a slow start, but has really been heating up in the last week and a half or so, getting comfortable in the box in his Raptor uniform. The 0-2 hit on the ground. That'll go foul down the third baseline. Chris Wilsey, come on, Chris. Got to come up with that one down the third baseline. Also the hitting coach for the Raptors. First base coach is Tom Zaglowski. Another one of the fantastic assistants on Kirk Schreider's staff this summer. Hope Chris doesn't come back and find that audio clip of me dogging him. He'll give me a hard time on the bus tomorrow for sure. 0-2. That one bounced in. It's now a ball and two strikes on Kyler McIntosh. Drew Dermer got the start for Madison, then Addison Southwick, and now it's Brandon Cahill on the rubber. Noah Rodriguez threw three innings, two for Berrios, and now Evan Palmer, the right-hander from Tampa, Florida, and VMI is getting loose down the left field line in the Raptor bullpen right now. The 1-2. This one chopped on the ground, left side, glove by Monroe to second one to first. That one is dug out in time. Should say that's Moreno to Hamilton to Monroe, a 5-4-3 double play. Two outs, nobody aboard here in the fifth. Got to applaud the dig there for Monroe, especially with how rough this infield is after all the rain and weather that this has hit in the last couple of days. Tracer Lopez, the left-handed hitting shortstop, has reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. First pitch misses outside to him for ball one. He drew a six-pitch walk in the first, five-pitch walk back in the third inning. The 1-0. This one sprayed foul down the third baseline. It's 1-1. When we get to the top of the sixth, it'll be the top of the order due up for Madison. Frankie Carney, Davis Hamilton, and Jake Monroe. The 1-1. Breaking ball, missing the back door. Now 2-1. Head in the driver's seat is Tracer, looking to reach for a third time tonight, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Tardy on that fastball. It's 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. This one hit in the air. Shallow left field, breaking back was Carney. He'll now come in to make the grab and retire the side, facing the minimum. Is Cahill in this fifth inning, a huge 5-4-3 double play turn. After an infield single from Trotter Boston, we head to the sixth. 7-7 the score. Evan Palmer will enter the fray for the Raptors when we come back. It is Raptor Baseball. A 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Jack Weisinger is the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Rafters. Not Evan Parmer, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer in San Carlos, California, will take over for his fourth outing of the season. Getting the 1-2-3 spots in the Rafter order. Frankie Carney, the left-handed hitting left fielder, will lead things off for Madison. 7 runs, 9 hits in air for the Mallards. 7 runs on 12 hits and no errors for your Rafters. First pitch tonight, just a couple hours after what we were originally anticipating. Same exact thing we had a night prior. Right-hander Weisinger comes set, first pitch. Breaking ball missing outside. Weisinger last threw against Battle Creek on Tuesday, the 18th. Allowed his first runs as a Rafter, an inning pitch, 3 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned. Did not walk or strike out a battle with Jack of the 6 that he faced. The 1-0 to Carney. This one shot up the middle. Driving Lopez to his left in shallow center field. Gets up, throw the first, dug out. That's a fantastic play. But Tracer Lopez might be hurt in shallow center field. Helped to his feet by Boston. Make sure he didn't turn an ankle. He appears to be all right. It's a 6-3 put out for the first out of this top of the sixth inning. Davis Hamilton's 1-for-3 tonight, stepping into the left-handed batter's box. The second baseman of the Mallards. His lone hit being an RBI single back in the second. He flew out to left in the first and to center in the fourth. Weisinger, prior to his appearance here at home against Battle Creek, it was his Winterfield debut. Pitched a couple times on the road at La Crosse and at Madison. First pitch to Hamilton, a breaking ball missing low for ball one in his Rafter debut at Copeland Park on Monday, June 10th in the 5-3 win. 2 innings pitched, 1 hit allowed, no runs. A walk and a strikeout facing 8 hitters in that one. The 1-0 pitch. That breaking ball is in there for a called strike. This is Weisinger's second time facing Madison as well, a 15-2 loss for the Rafters 8 days ago. At Warner Park, in which he threw an inning. Faced one over the minimum, walked one and struck out one. The 1-1 pitch. This one sprayed in the air, foul. That'll clear the third base grandstands onto the concourse down the left field line. It's now 1-2. Jake Monroe is on deck, Alex Harrell to follow. Rafters ending this series here tonight with Madison hitting the road for their next 4. 2 in Iowa, and then 2 in Ashwaubenon against the Green Bay Rockers Tuesday, Wednesday. The 1-2. That one bounced in from Weisinger. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looking forward to hitting the road, getting back on the bus. Longer trip to Iowa tomorrow, but getting to go to an opponent outside of the Great Lakes West Division. And for these guys, an opportunity to bond a bit more as this summer goes along. We're just over a third of the way into the season. 2-2 pitched, missing low. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. And obviously it'll be fun going to Green Bay as well for a couple more times. We'll have the intern crew making the trip Tuesday night as well, the first of that series. And they made the trip to Madison, second time we placed the Mallards. The 3-2, this one shot back up the middle. It's going to get through for a base hit. Hamilton's second hit of the ballgame. He's aboard with one out here in the sixth inning. Hard turnaround first as Onati booting that one right at his feet, able to recover and get it in on time. Each team, double-digit hits. Now 10 for the Mallards and 12 for the Rafters. Jake Monroe is 2-for-3 tonight. Singled in the first, struck out swinging to end the second. And, oh, yeah, a game-tying 2-run homer back in the fourth. Dead center field, he got all of it. Juan Berrios' line is complete, the right-hander. Who threw before him tonight was Noah Rodriguez. Berrios, the southpaw, going 2 innings in this one as the first pitch fouled back by Monroe. Two innings for Berrios, two hits allowed, two runs. They were both earned. Walked two Mallard hitters and struck out one tonight. The 0-1 coming. Breaking ball down in the dirt, blocked by Matthew right at his feet. Count evens a ball and a strike on the first baseman of the Mallards. Harrell on deck, Moreno to follow. Getting right back to the middle of the Madison order for the third time, should say fourth time in this ballgame, the 1-1. That one misses outside, getting away from the catcher. Matthew to second on the wild pitch is Hamilton. You need some new baseballs as well. As mentioned, took a lot of work to get this field ready for today's game. We're just thankful to have baseball here at Winter Field on this Saturday night. It'll be Lopez and Boston working in and out on second, holding the runner Hamilton. Trotter now shading his way over. 12 on the pitch clock for Weisinger as he gets his signs from Jack Matthey. Right-hander comes set, the 2-1. Breaking ball, smacked in the air, left center field. That's going to get down. Getting waved around is Hamilton. He'll come in to score. Monroe trying to stretch it to a double, and he'll get in there with an overthrow of second base. Buchanan sailing that one over the head of Trotter Boston. It is an RBI double, third hit of the ballgame for Monroe, his second extra base knock. And Madison has their first lead tonight. It's 8-7. The Alex Harrell with a runner in scoring position. Hit number 11 for Madison tonight. A loud crack of the bat for Jake Monroe. Some Katy Perry blaring in the background as well as we await the first pitch to Harrell. Fastball in there for a called strike out of the hand of Weisinger. Harrell made his Mallard debut this season. Not as with the organization as a whole. He is a returning Mallard as Harrell. That came back in the four consecutive games the two teams played in the second full week of the season. A lot of travel for the Raptors that week. Weisinger steps off. He'll disengage. The pitch clock resets for the 0-1. Rodriguez to Berrios. Now Weisinger for the Raptors. Derrimer, Southwick, and Cahill on the rubber for Madison so far tonight. The 0-1 fouled back. Raptors will send the top of the order to the plate in the home half of this sixth inning. Lee Mason Onati, Jack Matthew, and Jorge Degatti at the Raptors. Only sent three to the plate in the fifth. A leadoff single on the infield for Trotter Boston, but a 5-4-3 double play from Kyler McIntosh wiped that away. And then Tracer Lopez flew out to the opposite field to end the inning. The 0-2 in on the hands, blooping this one. That'll go foul right near the accessibility deck here at Winter Field. Count remains 0-2. After Harrell is Liam Moreno, Justin Best to follow. .13 on the pitch clock, Weisinger set. The 0-2 runner takes off. That one misses behind Harrell and high. There will be no throw from Jack Matthew. Monroe stealing third base. Count is 1-2. Infield now shifting in for the Raptors, trailing by one in this top of the sixth inning. They led it 6-0 at one point after their six-run bottom of the first inning. That's since being wiped away, the 1-2. Not chasing, there's Harrell. That one misses up and away. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. See where the Raptors go after this sixth frame. Weisinger comes set, the 2-2 home to the right-handed hitting Harrell. A fastball in there for a called third strike. Harrell down on strikes. It's the second out of this sixth inning. The infield for the Raptors will retreat to their regular depth for Liam Moreno. Moreno's reached once tonight in his three trips to the plate, popped out to first in the second, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third, most recently went down looking against Juan Berrios to lead off the fifth inning. Righty-on-righty battle. The first pitch to Moreno. Bounced in the dirt, blocked by Matthew. All three Raptor catchers have been utilized, I'd say, relatively equal in this past week in which Wisconsin Rapids was home for most. Starting Sunday to now here on Saturday. I should say, if you want to go Saturday to Saturday, I'll do that too. Two against Lakeshore Saturday, Sunday, and off day Monday. Battle Creek, two at home as well, Tuesday, Wednesday. The 1-0 pitch, a fastball called a strike out of the hand of Weisinger. Lone time they were on the road from Saturday to Saturday would be the Thursday doubleheader in Athletic Park in Wausau. Back here last night against these Mallards and here tonight as well. The 1-1. Breaking ball tapped on the ground over to third. McIntosh Fields on the backhand and will have to fire a dart across the diamond, and he does so in time to retire Moreno and end the inning. Mallards score once, have their first lead of the night. It's 8-7 to the bottom of the sixth. We go from historic Winterfield. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom six here from Winterfield. The Raptors trail for the first time in this ball game with the Madison Mallards. 8-7 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday night here with us. A run in the top of the six for Madison, getting them their first lead of the night. 8 runs on 10 hits and an error for the visiting Mallards. 7 runs on 12 hits and no errors for your Raptors. Top of the order to open this home half of the sixth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Mason Onati, Jack Matthew, and Jorge Degatti to face the new pitcher into the ballgame from Columbia, South Carolina, and North Carolina A&T, the redshirt sophomore Carter Daniels. Daniels, it'll be his sixth appearance of the season, 6 2/3 innings pitched so far, an 0-1 record, does have a save on the campaign, has allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, but control is the issue for the right-hander. He has walked 13 of the 33 hitters he's faced and has got just 3 punch-outs. First pitch to Onati is called a strike, a fastball out of the hand of Daniels. He last threw an inning against Lakeshore in the evening game of the doubleheader with the Chinooks. 4-3 was the victory for Madison. He threw that frame, didn't allow a hit or a run, walked two, and struck out none of the 4 Chinook batters he faced. The 0-1 to Onati, skying this one in the air left center field. That's the left fielder Frankie Carney to make the grab for the first out of the inning. For Brandon Cahill, 2 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, no runs, neither were earned, did not walk a Rafter and did strike out one in the 27 pitches he threw. This is Carter Daniels' second time pitching against Wisconsin Rapids this season, the first being at home on June 6th in that 4-3 win against the Raptors. He threw 2/3 of an inning, allowed 1 hit, no runs, walked 2, and did not strike out a Rafter in the 5 that he faced. Righty on righty battle against Jack Matthew. The first pitch from Daniels bounced in for ball 1. A 2.7 ERA entering tonight for Carter and a 2.4 whip. If you're looking for a place to stay in Wisconsin Rapids this summer, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 pitch misses high on Jack Maffey. It's now 2-0. Maffey, 1-for-3 in the ballgame, singled and scored in the first. Struck out swinging as well to end that inning and grounded out to retire the side in the third over to third base. 2-0 pitch, skied in the air, foul down the first base line. Jorge Dugatti on deck, then it's Max McGuire for the Rafters. They put up 6 in the first, 1 in the third on a solo home run off the bat of Trotter Boston. 3 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth for Madison. A 2-1. That one misses downstairs. 3 balls and a strike now on Maffey. Maffey in the driver's seat. We'll see what he goes to here. Big swing of the bat could be coming here for Jack. He homered last night, his third of the season, all here at Winter Field. The 3-1. Fastball driven in the air, deep left field. Right on cue. Jack Maffey sends one over and out. Another one here at Winter Field this summer, and we are tied at 8 apiece here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Usually they have the broadcaster's jinx. Hey, I'll take that one. That's for the good guys. And we are knotted up again here tonight at Winter Field. 343 feet off the bat of Maffey. 16 runs tonight between these two teams. How about Abby Look, her third correct yard card pick of the season, taking Jack Maffey tonight. First pitch to Jorge Dugatti, missing away. Still looking for my first, folks, and correctly picking the home run hitter in the Rafter order. Walker Buchanan, my pick. He's awaiting in a few batters. But we'll take it for the Rafters, and we're knotted at 8. Carter Daniels, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Madison, allowing that home run, bringing some life here to Winter Field. Jack Maffey is about as locked in as he could be, coming off injury earlier on in the week against Battle Creek. The 3 home games he has played in since coming back from injury, he's hit a homer in all 3 of them. The 1-0 to Dugatti pulled outside from Daniels. It's now 2-0. Dugatti in the driver's seat. We'll see what he goes with here. Daniels set, the 2-0. Swing and a miss on a fastball. It's now 2-1. When we get to the seventh inning, 6-7-8, 2 up, Justin Best, Connor Capisi, and Charlie Marion. For Daniels, as mentioned, entering tonight, 13 walks and 3 strikeouts. Some control issues for the right-hander as this 3-1 misses on the outside corner. Dugatti looking for one pitch and one pitch only here, that middle fastball from the hard-throwing right-hander. Nobody aboard, 1-out, 8-8 ball game. The 3-1 coming here from Daniels to Dugatti. This is outside for ball 4. Jorge aboard for the third time tonight with 1 down in the 6th. Dugatti now in a 9-game hitting streak, his base hit, which he later scored in the first. Continuing that on, and Max McGuire has been on once tonight. He's 0-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. Max was intentionally walked and later scored in the first. Hit into a 5-4-3 double play in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. And you now see a couple of the infielders from Madison, that being Davis Hamilton, going out to the mound, shaking off the cleat pudding. try to get better traction for the right-hander Daniels. As well, coming out was the catcher Capisi, quickly chatting it up with his right-hander before Max McGuire steps into the box for a fourth time in this ballgame. 8 runs on 11 hits and 1 error for Madison. 8 runs on 13 hits and no errors for your Raptors here tonight.